since you started reading yesterday about the associates of Lord Nityananda, I wanted to just finish this chapter, and then after that I'll get into a real storehouse of questions that I have going back as far as June. And my apologies to devotees who were sending in questions. I think I probably answered some of the questions. Others that require more thought, I can't just immediately answer on the spot. I don't feel comfortable without giving him due time and contemplation. And this fall, I've really, really been busy. I haven't really had so much time for those things. So then I deal with topics that I can comment on with minimum reflection, or, as you've seen often, I just record classes or talks that take place spontaneously. Probably the same situation will be when I'm in Mayapur. I'm really looking forward to a packed schedule as far as GBC meetings, committee meetings, subcommittee meetings are concerned. So once again, I may be selective with the topics that I speak about. But then in Vrindavan, I'll have more time, and I'll hope to finish off the backlog of questions. And if you have any other questions, well, please send them in, although as yet I'm not on email directly, although indirectly Nanda Gopal Prabhu can forward me whatever queries that you may have. And continuing from chapter 11, Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya Mahashay Janhara Darshani Krishna Prema Bhakti Hai. The physician Raghunath, also known as Upadhyaya, was so great a devotee that simply seeing him would awaken one's dormant love of Godhead. Sundarananda, another branch of Nityananda Prabhu, was Lord Nityananda's most intimate servant. Lord Nityananda Prabhu perceived the life of Brajabhumi in his company. Prabhupada's purport. In the Chaitanya Bhagavad Antilila chapter 6, it is stated that Sundarananda was an ocean of love of Godhead and the chief associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In Gorgana Deshtipika, he is stated to have been Sudam in Krishna Lila. Thus, he was one of the 12 cowherd boys who came down with Balaram when he descended as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The holy place where Sundarananda lived is situated in the village known as Maheshapur, which is about 14 miles east of the Majadiya railway station of the Eastern Railway from Calcutta to Burdwan. This place is within the district of Jeshur, which is now in Bangladesh. Among the relics of this village, only the old residential house of Sundarananda still exists. At the end of the village resides a bola, Sudha Vaishnav, and all the buildings, both the temples and the house, appear to be newly constructed. In Maheshpur, there are deities of Sri Radhabalabha and Sri Radharaman. Near the temple is a small river of the name Vaitravati. It's interesting, I don't know whether Srila Prabhupada is giving contemporary information in this purport. He's talking about a Sudha Vaishnav living at the end of the village, and usually he's citing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about these types of geographical details, or whether this was dating back to the 20s and 30s to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time. Anyway, containing the purport. Sundarananda Prabhu was an Aishtika Brahmachari. He never married in his life. Therefore, he had no direct descendants except his disciples. But the descendants of his family still reside in the village known as Mangaladihi in the district of Birbhum. In that same village is a temple of Balaram, and the deity there is regularly worshipped. The original deity of Maheshpur, Radhabalabha, was taken by the Shaidabad Goswamis of Berhampur, and since the present deities were installed, a Zamindar family of the Maheshpur has looked after their worship. On the full moon day of the month of Magh, January, February, the anniversary of Sundarananda's disappearance is regularly celebrated, and people from the neighboring areas gather together to observe this festival. That festival must be today. Today is the full moon day of the month of Magh. Next, Kamalakara Pipala, he is said to have been the third Gopal. His behavior and love of Godhead were uncommon, and thus he is celebrated all over the world. Purport in Gorganadesh Dipika, verse 128, Kamalakara Pipalai is described as the third Gopal. His former name was Mahabala. The Jagannath deity at Mahesh in Sri Rampur was installed by Kamalakara Pipalai. This village of Mahesh is situated about 2.5 miles from Sri Rampur railway station. The genealogy of the family of Kamalakara Pipalai is given as follows. Kamalakara Pipalai had a son named Chaturbhuj, who had two sons named Narayan and Jagannath. Narayan had one son named Jagannanda, and his son's name was Ravilochana. During the time of Ravilochana, there was a scarcity of finances for the worship of the Jagannath deity, and it is said that the Nawab of Dhaka, whose name was Shah Shuja, donated 1,185 bigas of land in the Bengal year of 1060. The land being the possession of Jagannath, the village was named Jagannathpura. It is said that Kamalakara Pipalai left home, and therefore his younger brother, Niripati Pipalai, searched for him, and in due course of time found him in the village of Mahesh. Niripati Pipalai tried his best to bring his elder brother home, but he would not return. Under these circumstances, Niripati Pipalai, with all his family members, came to Mahesh to reside. The members of this family still reside in the vicinity of the Mahesh village. Their family name is Arikari, and they are a Brahmana family. The history of the Jagannath temple in Mahesh is as follows. One devotee of the name Dhruvananda went to see Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra Jagannath Puri, wanting to offer foodstuffs to Jagannathji that he had cooked with his own hands. This being his desire, one night Jagannathji appeared to him in a dream and asked him to go to Mahesh on the bank of the Ganges and there start worship of him in a temple. Thus Dhruvananda went to Mahesh, where he saw the three deities Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra floating in the Ganges. He picked up all those deities and installed them in a small cottage, and with great satisfaction he executed the worship of Lord Jagannath. When he became old, he was very much anxious to hand over the worship to the charge of someone reliable, and in a dream he got permission from Jagannath Prabhu to hand it over to a person whom he would meet the next morning. The next morning, he met Kamalakara Pipalai, who was formerly an inhabitant of the village of Kuli Juli, in the Sundaravan forest area of Bengal, and was a pure Vaishnava, a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Thus, he immediately gave him charge of the worship. In this way, Kamalakara Pipalai became the worshipper of Lord Jagannath, and since then his family members have been designated as Adhikari, which means one who is empowered to worship the Lord. These Adhikaris belong to a respectable Brahmin family. Five types of upper-class Brahmins are recognized by the surname Pipalai. I find these purports so relishable, so beautiful, informative, and they always have such a, they have a mood, they have a potency that really transports you into the association of these great personalities. I guess that's the best way to formulate what I'm trying to say. I really feel with these persons when reading Srila Prabhupada's descriptions of them. Next, Suryadas Sharakela and his younger brother Krishnadas Sharakela both possessed firm faith in Nityananda Prabhu. They were a reservoir of love of Godhead. Purport. In the Bhakti Rakankar chapter 12, it is stated that a few miles from Navadvip is a place called Shaligram. That was the residence of Suryadas Sharakela. He was employed as a secretary of the Mohammedan government at that time, and thus he amassed a good fortune. Suryadas had four brothers, all of whom were pure Vaishnavas. Bashuda and Janava were two daughters of Suryadas Sharakela. I went to see that place also with Jai Pitaka Maharaj. It's not far from Sridhar Mayapur. Here it's stated a few miles from Navadvip, and it was just all ruins, but you could see it was once a really beautiful palace. Gauridas Pandit, the emblem of the most elevated devotional service and love of Godhead, had the greatest potency to receive and deliver such love. It is said that Gauridas purport. It is said that Gauridas Pandit was always patronized by King Krishnadas, the son of Harihoda. Gauridas Pandit lived in the village of Shaligram, which is situated a few miles from the railway station Mudagacha, and later he came to reside in Ambika Kalna. It is stated in Gauriganadesh Deepika, verse 128, that formerly he was Subal, one of the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. Gauridas Pandit was the younger brother of Suryadas Sharakela, and with the permission of his elder brother, he shifted his residence to the bank of the Ganges, living there in the town known as Ambika Kalna. Some of the names of the descendants of Gauridas Pandit are as follows: Srinishinga Chaitanya, Krishnadas, Vishnudas, Badabalaram, Govinda, Raghunath, Badugangadas, Oya Gangaram, Yarvacharya, Riddhai Chaitanya, Chanda Haladar, Mahesh Pandit, Mukut Roy, Batuya Gangaram, Oliya Chaitanya, Kaliya Krishnadas, Patuya Gopal, Bada Jagannath, Nityananda Bhavi, Jagadisha, Roy Krishnadas, and 22 and a half. That was 22 that I read, and now 22 and a half. Annapurna. I assume that Annapurna is a lady. The eldest son of Gauridas Pandit was known as Big Balaram, and the youngest was known as Raghunath. The sons of Raghunath were Mahesh Pandit and Govinda. Gauridas Pandit's daughter was known as Annapurna. Correct. I guess the counting sequence was given directly by Srila Prabhupada. The village Ambika Kalna, which is situated just across the river Ganges from Shantipur, is 2 miles east of the Kalanagorta railway station on the East Railway. In Ambika Kalna, there is a temple constructed by the Zamindar of Burdwan. In front of the temple, there is a big tamarind tree, and it is said that Gauridas Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met underneath this tree. The place where the temple is situated is known as Ambika, and because it is in the area of Kalana, the village is known as Ambika Kalana. It is said that a copy of Bhagavad Gita written by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still exists in this temple. Wow. Text. Making Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda the lords of his life, Gauridas Pandit sacrificed everything for the service of Lord Nityananda, even the fellowship of his own family. The 13th important devotee of Sri Nityananda Prabhu was Pandit Purandara, who moved in the ocean of love of Godhead just like the Mandara Hill. Purport. Pandit Purandara met Sri Nityananda Prabhu at Kadadaha. When Nityananda Prabhu visited this village, he danced very uncommonly, and his dancing captivated Purandara Pandit. The Pandit was in the top of a tree, and upon seeing the dancing of Nityananda, he jumped down on the ground, proclaiming himself to be Angada, one of the devotees in the camp of Hanuman during the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And purport. I wonder what he was doing on top of a tree. Of course, he was an incarnation of a Vanara, but still, he was in the body of a human. But no explanation of that is given here. Text. Parameshwar Das, said to be the 5th Gopal of Krishna Lila, completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Nityananda. Anyone who remembers his name, Parameshwar Das, will get the love of Krishna very easily. Purport. The Chaitanya Bhagavat states that Parameshwar Das, known sometimes as Parameshwari Das, was the life and soul of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The body of Parameshwar Das was the place of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Parameshwar Das, who lived for some time at Kadadaha village, was always filled with the ecstasy of a cowherd boy. Formerly he was Arjuna, a friend of Krishna and Balaram. This is Arjuna of Vrindavan, not of Kurukshetra. He was the 5th among the 12 Gopals. He accompanied Srimati Janava Devi when she performed the festival at Keturi. It is stated in Bhakti Ratnakara that by the order of Srimati Janava Mata, he installed Radha Gopinath in the temple at Atapur in the district of Hooghly. The Atapur station is on the narrow gauge railway line between Howrah and Amata. Another temple in Atapur established by the Mitra family is known as the Radha Govinda temple. In front of the temple is a very attractive place among two bakul trees, and a kadamba tree is the tomb of Parameshwar Thakur, and above it is the altar with the tulsi bush. It is said that only one flower a year comes out of the kadamba tree. It is offered to the deity. One flower from the tree. Continuing the purport. Parameshwari Thakur belonged, it is said, to a Vaidya family. A descendant of his brother is at present a worshipper in the temple. Some of their family members still reside in the district of Hooghly near the post office of Chanditala. The descendants of Parameshwari Thakur took many disciples from Brahmin families, but as the descendants gradually took to the profession of physicians, persons from Brahmin families ceased becoming their disciples. The family titles of Parameshwari's descendants are Adhikari and Gupta. Unfortunately, his family members do not worship the deity directly. They have engaged paid Brahmins to worship the deity. In the temple, Baladeva and Sri Radha Gopinath are together on the throne. It is supposed that the deity of Baladeva was installed later because, according to Transcendental Mellow, Baladeva, Krishna, and Radha cannot stay on the same throne. On the full moon day of Vaishakha, April, May, the disappearance festival of Parameshwari Thakur is observed in this temple. Just a comment that Prabhupada here is implying that since Parameshwari Thakur and his family members were all pure Vaishnavas, they couldn't have made such a mistake as having Balaram in the same place as Radha and Krishna. Therefore, these, what Prabhupada says, unfortunate example that the pujaris were paid brahmanas, they must have installed Lord Balaram because they themselves were not in full understanding of what Siddhanta and Vaishnava Deity Tattva is about. Text. Jagadish Pandit, the 15th branch of Lord Nityananda's followers, was the deliverer of the entire world. Devotional love of Krishna showered from him like torrents of rain. Purport. Descriptions of Jagadish Pandit are available for Chaitanya Bhagavat Adilila Chapter 4 and Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila Chapter 14. He belongs to the village of Yashoda Gram in the district of Nadia near the Chakkadaha railway station. His father, the son of Bhattanarayan, was named Kamalaksha. Both his father and mother were great devotees of Lord Vishnu, and after their death, Jagadish, with his wife Dukini and brother Mahesh, left his birthplace and came to Shimaipur to live in the company of Jagannath Mishra and other Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya asked Jagadish to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the Harinam Sankirtan movement. After returning from Jagannath Puri on the order of Lord Jagannath, he established deities of Jagannath in the temple of Yashoda Gram. It is said that when Jagadish Pandit brought the deity of Jagannath to Yashoda Gram, he tied the heavy deity to a stick and thus brought him to the village. The priests of the temple still show the stick used by Jagadish Pandit to carry the Jagannath deity. So you can imagine that because the deity is hard to carry, then he's tied to a stick. Here it's stated that deities of Jagannath, so that means Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra, although it says he brought the deity of Jagannath. Anyway, whether it was all three of them or one, they were very heavy. So he tied it to a stick, and then probably, since that way more than one person can carry, then two people would carry the deities, and the deities were either tied horizontal to the ground, or they were hanging vertically, and they were being carried like that as they went along. Krishna's very kind. I haven't really finished the 61. These were longer purports than before, and so I didn't really get very far. Let me conclude some of these later, and just say goodbye for now. And we'll read some more of Lord Nityananda's associates and the nectar of their pastimes tomorrow. Hare Krishna.